tired. Now, it is Monday morning. It can be a long weekend for people out there. I know you can be tired. You might be, I don't know, showing the signs of a couple of red cordials for the last couple of days gone by. So we're joined in the studio right now by Oscar Byrne, one of our favourite Monday Daily producers, and he's going to try to put a smile on our dial with another rendition of Good News Mondays. Oscar, how's it going?
I'm pretty well. I had a nice weekend. It's a beautiful sunny day outside.
Yeah?
It's one of those weird ones. It's cold, but it's hot.
Yeah.
At the same time, do I wear a jacket? Do I not wear a jacket?
Well, I was just looking at the aircon, like in the studio here, because it was a bit nippy when I walked in, but it was on 22 degrees, but it was on the cold setting and it was freezing. Like I had that big woolen jumper on.
Oh, what the heck?
What's the difference between when it's 23 degrees on the hot setting and 23 degrees? It's still 23 degrees.
Yeah, I don't understand that at all, to be honest. Maybe let's investigate further.
Yeah. Well, let's get a scientist on the air as soon as possible to discuss, because they can. How many times have you put aircon on and you put it on the wrong setting and then it just ruins the next out? Bella's giving us a little nod, of course.
Yep.
She's been there, so we all have. So,
it's tough. It's a tough, tough slug.
How are you doing? You're just pulling up some stuff in front of
you. I'm going to be honest. Yeah, I was scrambling there on my computer to find the good news. The script I put a lot of effort into every week. I mean, the ABC is great. They've got a good news section. So does like Channel 9.
Yeah.
But I try and look at my own life and anything good going on. And it's good to touch on, the personal good news that's coming up in our own interesting lives.
Yeah. Any good news coming from your end, Oscar?
Just enjoying, I guess, the return of live music. I went to 3 shows during the week. I went to a show with my mum.
Yeah.
So I always love going to gigs with my parents.
I've never been to a gig with my mum.
Got to bring her to one, maybe for a surprise or for her birthday.
I don't know if she's a gig person. Maybe if Phil Collins tours in like a couple of years or something, you'll take it to like
that's such a mum gig.
Take it to like the what's that Hunter Valley like venue that like the
Midnight Oil at like
Eagles and like John Farnham and stuff.
Big Dad rock vibes. Yeah.
Big time. Anyway, anything getting you down, Oscar?
Anything getting me down this morning? Oh, I had something. I woke up this morning and I had something in my head. I'm like, I should talk about this on Good News. And I'm going to remember as soon as this segment's over.
Well, that can only be a good thing, that if it was,
it's evaporated from my memory.
It's evaporated from your memory.
What about you? Anything bringing you down?
Well, I went to the Swans game on Saturday afternoon, with my housemate and his family, which was nice of him to invite me. And they lost with just a couple of minutes ago, Josh Kelly of GWS, who I was hanging SHIT on throughout the game because he's on about $800,000 a year. There was a couple of GWS supporters in front of us. It was all amicable. Don't get me wrong. There was a bit of back and forth.
Part of the game, that jovial back and forth.
Part of the game, do you know what I mean? It was all in jest and such. But then he kicked an absolute ripper goal with a couple of minutes to go to win the game.
Did he turn around and look you right in the eye?
He looked me right in the eye.
Oh, I knew it.
And he said, in fact, he DM'd me afterwards.
Slid into your DMs.
I got cyberbullied.
Oh, wow.
Which is a real hit to the ego when, like I said, they're on $800,000 a year and are particularly handsome. And
you volunteer at a community. Not the same.
Yeah, and he's a good footballer, which is all I wanted to be growing up. So, anyway.
Well, you're a great community radio presenter.
Onwards and upwards.
And he'll never have that on you.
That's exactly right.
So if he's tuning in,
cop
stuff,
that.
Stuff you, mate.
Cop that, Josh Kelly. Anyway, have we got some good news for us?
Let's get this going. When I was putting this together, I got a bit emotional, to be honest.
Oh, wow.
This is a bit of get ready.
A bit of pathos here.
A bit of a tearjerker. A Brisbane woman whose parents have made 10 unsuccessful travel exemption requests to fly from the UK to help care for her ill baby daughter says there's light at the end of the tunnel. After they've been approved, after 10 requests.
Yes.
Baby Isabella's baby daughter, unfortunately, was born with a really rare condition. It occurs in about 1 in every 3,500 births. She doesn't have a fully formed esophagus.
Oh, no.
Which means there isn't a proper connection between her throat and her stomach.
So she
can't eat, she can't swallow her saliva. She turned blue, I think, when she was 3 months old because her body just... Yeah, couldn't digest.
So how do they get around that?
So at 10 months old, she's had 5 surgeries.
Oh.
And we'll need more to remove scar tissue from that area.
So What, do they have to create like a, sorry, question without notice here, Oscar.
No, go for it.
Do they have to create like an umbilical cord of sorts to just put nutrients straight into the stomach?
Well, yeah, she survives off of breast milk. She can't eat, so breast milk is what's keeping her alive. Oh, and I believe it is through...
That's okay then.
Yeah. So fingers crossed, like my like thoughts and prayers are with Isabella Duncan. No one should have to go through that at 10 months old, but it is great that her grandparents can come and just provide a bit of emotional support, I think.
Yeah, that's the good news.
That is the good news, yeah.
All right, well, that's nice, of course. I'm sure support for just the, like you said, for the immediate family and stuff like that.
Put some of the pressure off, and yeah, especially after 10 requests.
Oh.
That's taking it.
We've all been there when you're requesting things 10 times and it seems like all hope's lost.
Yeah.
You know? And then...
I think they made a special request to the media and it took that like traction.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Sometimes that's what you need to do. Yeah.
Get around them. Good stuff.
Get around them. Next up, Grayson becomes a firefighter. Yes. Living with a genetic disorder. I'm going to mess up the pronunciation of this. Dysgetorius congenita. 4 years old, Grayson. He spent 16 hours each night on an IV. Which is obviously very unfortunate, but he lived out his dream of becoming a fiery during a very special ceremony on Thursday afternoon. He's got his badge.
Yes.
He got on the truck.
Yes.
And his mom, Rachel, said he'll remember this forever. Come on, like that's great stuff.
Yeah, I love
like,
that.
The little things for someone who's obviously been very unfortunate.
Yeah, of course.
With what's happened to them. Shift the mood now a bit, make something a bit more jovial.
All right, that's
scuba
good.
Marriages.
Now we're talking.
Something a little bit lighter, decked out in diving gear, a white tutu and a veil, Debbie McLeod had to mime "I Do" to her husband Cam in Western Australia's first underwater wedding.
Love that. Something borrowed, sure, the scuba suit. Something blue, the big blue. Ticking all those boxes.
BBB.
Nothing beats love.
Yeah, plunging into the pristine water next to the Busselton Jetty in Western Australia. They had to use cue cards to tie the knot. And, yeah, that put a smile on my dial. I think that's cute. Would you do that? Would you...
Scuba marriage.
Scuba marriage.
Well, I suppose if I found the right girl.
Yeah, if she was mad for scuba.
Oh, if she just loved scuba diving.
She loves to get those flip-flops on. She loves to get the...
Flippers. Flippers on.
Flippers, sorry, yeah. How did I forget?
Something, I don't know. My love life's in the toilet at the moment a little bit, so maybe, maybe I might have to... I don't know, the lack of oxygen or something like that might... might allow me to tie the knot.
Maybe, yeah.
Keep somebody interested.
Yeah. We should give a special shout out to Isabella Duncan and the Duncan family, as well as the junior firefighter Grayson Little and the Little family. Lots of love and peace.
Yeah, peace all around, everybody. Good stuff. Another great Good News Monday there from
Jared.
Oscar. You're going to join us in the studio in not too long again for the gig guide.
Yeah.
We've got a special little
exam. We're going to a gig,
for the first time ever. We've seen each other at gigs.
Yeah.
We've never gone to a gig with one another. So that's exciting time.
Very fitting. We should bring a mic or something and do like a broadcast.
What if we got an interview?
On the stage.
Because we do play one of his projects on 2SER from time to time.
Tropical.
F-Storm.
Yeah, F-Storm.
So that could be cool.
That would be very cool.
Oh, wow. All right, watch this space.
Yeah, that's to look forward to.
Watch this space. Thanks so much, Oscar.
My pleasure.